Amen. You may be seated. The peace of the Lord be unto you all. Onyame asumje enka mu nyina. Momaye mompae, let us pray. Almighty Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thee. Amen. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bind all evil spirits that might be here and say, you cannot function as the word of God is coming. Amen. Before I begin to preach, I want to ask a question. And the question that I want to ask is, supposing one day, Mr. Sambuedu just come up and say, I am the Messiah, what would you say? The person beside me said, that Korean in Iowa, Mr. Sambuedu Abba. Now, Mr. Sambuedu say, many are Jim Quano. Move back, I say. You see, I'm saying this because Mr. Sambuedu is a local mechanic whom we all know. We've been sending our cars to him to fix for us. And one day he will just come and say, I am the Messiah. Okay. You see, in 2023 years ago, a village carpenter came and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me. No one goes to the Father except through me. So what do you think the people of that time will also say? Emnibia Echem, carpenter nibia obia nim no awo krom te sa carpenter no ebi wa bobo mu konnyam kura ma mu pen na carpenter no sori ya wose me ne kwan no eno kura ne nkwan no obia ntimi nkwa ja ne nche te so nam ne so ofesa sa anko foda no mo sa atam no omo so be ka sen tena me ka mi sa sambo du die na mo ka ye no sa na mi nim se omo so be ka. Because omini mu no dada and omini so onye obi a. Hallelujah. Today is Palm Sunday and it marks the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. It also marks the beginning of the last week of Jesus' life on this earth. And there man can soon see that. Na ene ene ye bra Yesu Kristo enkolimdie mu no oko ru Jerusalem ene so ene ye the last week of Jesus life on earth. He came to live on this earth for 33 and a half years, but the last week odisa we are seeing eye ene eye Sunday. It goes to Friday. No, we need hope you. Now, can say that. Pastor, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. But very interestingly, then all the four gospels, Matthew, Luke, John, and Mark, they spent most of their time talking about the last week of Jesus Christ. Jesus lived for 33 good years. But they spend most of the gospels in talking about just his last week. So let's look at some example. In John Gospel, the last week of Jesus' life on earth starts from chapter 12. And in all, in John, we have 21 chapters. So if from chapter 12, 13, 14 to the end, talks about just the last week of Jesus on earth, then it means that about 50% of the Gospel of John was devoted just to the last week of Jesus. The paper can say, John, woman, I will show you, no, and you have 21 chapters. But every chapter 12, because it's 21, talks about just 1 week of Jesus' life on earth. That means that John, woman, about 50% was devoted to just the last week of Jesus on earth. If you take Matthew, we have 28 chapters. But the last week of Jesus started from chapter 21. And so, of all the 28 chapters, from chapter 21 to 28, is devoted to just the last week of Jesus' life on earth. That means that about 25% of the whole gospel of Matthew is devoted just to the last week of Jesus' life on earth. In Mark also, Palm Sunday starts from chapter 11. And you see, Mark also has just 16 chapters. And if you start from chapter 11 and we have just 16, that means that about 30% of the Gospel of Mark is also devoted to just the last week. Only part of the trans has seen so 33 good years. And we wrote about him. You're trying to have some. But last week, just the last week, most of the Gospels are devoted to that. Now, let's come to the scripture reading that we just read. The Bible tells us that as they drew near to Bethpage, as they drew near to Jerusalem, they go to a place called Bethpage, which is near Mount of Olives. Then Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied with a colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything about you, say the Lord has need of them, and he will send them right away. Or say, yes, only the issue of Nantino. Omo baby, I can't crab in Jerusalem. No, baby, I feel a bad pig. I wonder, Jesus. I catch a shelf for me and he said, Munko a crana home anymore. Now, Munko, I'm about to say, donkey, a fool will be at a sin abo, a more on a bad yan in check. Mon son, no, Namufano, Emreme. Now, some more crana will be some who say, I then a mother here of Munoka, Monkanch and say, Nihu, ya, Emma, a ratty. Hallelujah. At the phone of my one, she am a hand of pain. Yeah, I'm hanging out, ya, who yama, a ratty. Yes, we are ready. And I never want a man babble. Mikaya. Now I said, I will see a woman. Now I feel my who said, Babu, and you know, quite true, don't a young woman, as I said, oh, be yara, and then who told you anything. Chapter 4. I say, this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, to the daughters of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Side way, a see, Sabaya, the Odifono, a kayano, a bebamu. Please, can you project Zechariah 9:9 for me? Senebaya, the Odifono, a kayano. Hallelujah. Only for Zechariah. The prophet Zechariah. He lived more than 500 years before Jesus was born. And so what is on the board right now was spoken 500, more than 500 years before Jesus even came onto this earth. It is the career here day and our who say, Sabrina Suna said, Jesus, I call Jerusalem, or better donkey. This thing was written 500 years after Jesus in the Quran, Abbas, as he so. It is so because, Onyamia Sem, I just a story, then I don't understand. Mr. McCain, look, rejoice greatly, oh, daughters of Zion. Shout, daughters of Jerusalem, see, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey. Odifoni kai ene yamu Jesus you 500 years and son of Jesus eba. And it happened that during the triumphant entry, Jesus also rode on a donkey to fulfill what the prophet Zechariah said. Praise the Lord. A Christopher ye wo nyame. Na mama ye nyi ye nyame ni. Hallelujah. Beloved in the Lord, according to the story as we are telling, the disciples, they went and they brought the donkey, and people removed their clothes, spread them on the donkey for Jesus to sit on it. And a very large crowd spread their clothes on the road, whilst others cut palm branches from the trees and spread them on the road. According to the Bible, the crowds that went ahead of him were more than about 3,000 people. And they shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who has come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And as Jesus entered into Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. And some people asked, who is this? Ahanayana eget. Was there anybody at that time and not only Jesus? But there were some people who did not know him. So those people asked a question, but who is this? And they got the answer that this is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You see, therefore, it comes as no surprise when the Bible tells us in Colossians 2:15 that in this way, he disarmed principalities, rulers, and authorities, and shamed them publicly by his victory over them. Today we are talking about the victorious Lord. Please, can you project Colossians chapter 2, verse 15? Colossians 2, 15. Colossians 2, 15. Jesus Christ has been victorious. And the Bible says that he has disarmed the powers and the authorities. So principalities, powers, abefore, Jesus has what? Disarmed them. And to the hearing say, yeah, because he has disarmed them. Now the enemy, the Quran says, he make a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them on the cross.
Behold, he comes. Shining light of sun, riding on the cloud, all the trumpet call, let your voice, is the year of Jubilee.
Amen. You see, when Jesus was here on earth, he had power, but he never demonstrated that power. Whilst he was here on earth, we know that in the Garden of Eden, men, we lost our dominion over everything in the Garden of Eden. Our Eden through a onipa to me, I know, and I'm in the to me. No, and I always say, there are two gardens. In one garden, we lost our authority, in another garden, we regain our authority. And 2023 years ago, at the Garden of Gethsemane, those who came to arrest Jesus, they came. But when he came, Jesus, he had the power that he could have commanded thousands and thousands of angelic soldiers to come and defend him. Because of me and you, as I said, a person who Jim Mini would know why you move. Bible say, I don't know you, young coupon. No one to me, Uncle Betty, may be beer. Now, so a brand who I say, ah, could see, say. Owu animugwasie ewu na eno ti our second Bible reading na e kai no o say, and because of that God has elevated him and has given him the name that is above every name, so at the mention of the name Jesus every knee bow, those in heaven, those on this earth, and those under the earth, to glorify the Almighty God. I don't know who yes or to me oh. At the Garden of Gethsemane, no, nanko beti me am above for be jino. Nanso so oye di o brand wasi. Ekosi se o uwe ni mguwasi e uomu. Na hombrasia wa bre yeninti. Aje nyangu ponso mani dinya. Ebru dinyi naso. Eti enesi ebo yesu dinya. Tumi ya wasro. Tumi ya wasasi iso. Tumi ya wasasi ase. Dinyi na bre ni mwasi. Meni mwenyam kao jen nyangu pon. Hallelujah. Kwe. Se. One. Ona nabiti hawa hon. No, no, sir. Oh, no, no, we're power. We're before. Oh, yeah, no, so I before. Oh, there, one day I catch us a little. You also made a cow on him. Now, how do you obey? I didn't, sir. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. We are saying, so we are bonny. So we are bonny be. Not say you're a child. We are bonny be. Not say you're more so far. Yeah, we do one in the tomb as well. Because we are winning, so we are going to and I will join. Now, wait, dear. Why are you going to be out? Ne papa ya obey a yenti. Ne papa ya obey a mad as a menti. Ya tunta so good, so. Ya na kayaka, dear. Ne didn't say. I send you so many women who are still. And there. And a Palm Sunday, And then I die over Jerusalem. No, I could drink when you know Eddie Amaye. Hallelujah. People of God. When he was here on earth, Bible say that after he has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, the devil took him to be tempted by the devil. The Holy Spirit took him to be tempted by the devil. And when the devil was unable to overcome him, the Bible says, the devil left until an opportune time. Bible say, then Jesus was as he said, oh yeah, continue 40 days and 40 nights, we are, you know. From the cross, so, Emma, Obosam Koso on the share. Now, Obosam Koso on the share, you know, Obosam and Timia Nini soon could him. Now, Bible say, Obosam call ye. Now, Chaya, Kosi bra, a semu, et a bra, a semu, no, any garden of what? Gethsemane. Miriam, what I want to say, yes, Kokuno, no. Sanaka omini muse, omu kuno, amana baya hinuwa hene, omu be kuno, amana ye re mura, omu be kuno, amamene wenyan kwa, anka womun ye. Onyame onimbi bite ni pawati. Fahu tu nyame so. No bien hua den hua tu nyame soa, onyame edi ni ramo. Hallelujah. Jesus was God. But he humbled himself. O brain wasi. Eti all ko Jerusalem no. So we share Alexander the Great no mo. Any of him for chum first now. They rode on horses, powerful horses. But here is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, riding on a donkey. A sign of what? Humility. See, pasi eshien yamia adofun mama yamre ya wasi. We should humble ourselves. Pride will take us nowhere. Ahomaso, if I am kobe biya. Bible said the end is so gina holo. On she ye, and I want she asse. Nasa umma on huswa, onyame obe brewasi. Na obe umwasi nswa, onyame obe mawoso. And they say, if we are Christians and we want to imitate our master, then we must humble ourselves. People of God, Jesus is God. And because he is God, he knew that at the head of the village, there were some donkeys. And as there was a donkey, they didn't know anything. But as I saw no yinyami, there is a donkey. Hallelujah. Be anyone else who are brave, yes, when you be any, but there is nothing that goes on in your life that Jesus has no idea of. And so it's up to us to accept him as our Lord and Savior, humble ourselves, and accept his finished work for us on the cross. Hallelujah. The end of the triumphant entry now. You can see, sir, the triumphant entry that he entered into Jerusalem. But the end of the triumphant entry was that he was crucified. As the Chinese say, enemies, friends today, enemies tomorrow. Enipa. Uno woman amani yesu suta wa semi chira omwati. Ochina. So by dana eni miya. Or the 1-7 by 5-8 yao. Wangina wande. Entariegu. Donke no suma Jesus transu no. Hosanna, Hosanna for no. One. They were expecting a political messiah. They wanted Jesus to come and lead them to fight the Romans. They wanted Jesus to come so that there would be peace. But Jesus had a bigger agenda. Jesus' agenda was to save humanity. Woman dear, no man say, Yeah, your friend say yeah, you know. Near all banal, your dear, I fool no man himself, your dear, and tell you good, so no. Oba, Nanka, Wabba, Wawam, no way you cool. A tear Roman for, Oba, Wawam, and Uncas, we be abba. Now, so not Jesus, I dear, Kitano, as you tell woman, dear, no. Yes, you buy so Baba G, me, and a wa. During the Garden of Eden, I am Yirano. Now, as I said, the almost you say. And can you be an ambassador? They turn around. And to Adam for a wooden numb. So the oppressor, yeah, Maswa, he can tend to become an enemy. And so Hosanna, Hosanna for no. Omwan, almost say, crucify him, crucify him. The table can turn around, people of God. And now, Onyame Ekasa, actually, the Masse. Oba wi asem so ba bedi nkunimu ade amaye so 2023 years ago and na e ye Sunday and na ye da all Jerusalem mu at that time so king kan Bible na it means at that time no na Lazarus awu amana nyane no. Now Lazarus, a woman in Yanin, no, no. Now I may very, very, very popular. So people were moving just to go and see Lazarus. And so the religious leaders of the day, so be a woman, and then, but the religious leaders of the day, they did not take it lightly at all. And so they decided, say, at all costs, they will even kill that Lazarus. Because the more people say, when we are sorry, the more no move to Jesus. Onyame say, enye mo adwen, ene me adwen. Enye mo susuye, ene mo susu. No, when you adwen, I adwen wo ye ho. Adwen na adwen wo ye ho no. And it does so hope. Now, am I a good future? People of God, today I stand before you and announce to you, don't listen to what is going on in the world and reject Jesus. For Jesus came that we might have life. And have it more abundantly. People of God, today is Palm Sunday. And today is the time that Jesus is entering into Jerusalem to win the victory for you and I. Now, minimum say, yeah, yeah, it's here, dear. Yang na ya dia home Christo. Say yes, sir. I can also read on the pay. You have so many options. And you can have there and can have and come. But what you mean, sorry about her and the pay? Actually, say, Uji, yes, you did. Now, yes, now, would you need to know? It could be there by your dear. You will be victorious in everything that you do. You have victory over the enemy. So only me Adrian, Sintiase, na your mom pie. Almighty and everlasting Father, Radio would the wasama breoma. Minim say, what semino eba? A juma was once a seminal mayor, and then a bayan son as our bounty. And no mayor tear wasam. A yahoo home was some, and a radi bede bahunemo. And to a man go gross a 1-1-1 come one, I sit here in a bayer day. And no man who had my home. So, Radi Masama or Matia Muzamba. Oh, Bassa, Sisu, ever do yourself for the Sukunum, Sabaya, or Mabaya Fahudi, Sabaya, or May, or Makuma Sobis, I never burn. Tell about your children who will be victorious over the enemy. You alone are God, and with you, there is no impossibility. So, Father, we give you glory, we praise you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.